It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 30th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is dross, spelled D-R-O-S-S. Dross is a noun. That means the scum or unwanted material that forms on the surface of molten metal. It can also mean waste or foreign matter, impurity, or something that is base, trivial, or inferior. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution by Douglas D. Ford. From King John's compulsion by feudal lords to sign the Magna Carta to the execution of King Charles by parliamentarian forces, English governance was forged with the dross constantly falling away in situations as real and uncertain as in our time. The word dross has been part of the English language since Anglo-Saxon times. It comes from the Old English word dross, meaning dregs, those solid materials that fall to the bottom of a container full of a liquid, such as coffee or wine. While dross today is used to refer to anything of low value or quality, its earliest use is technical. Dross is a metallurgy term referring to solid scum that forms on the surface of a metal when it is molten or melting. Remove the dross to improve the metal. The metallurgical sense of the word is often hinted at in its general use, with dross set in contrast to gold, as when 19th century British poet Christina Rossetti wrote, "Besides, those days were golden days, whilst these are days of dross." With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.